Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, I guess we know who has the best goaltender now, right? I mean, this is it. This has been decided.
Well, I heard the chance at Madison Square Garden.
That was great, man. Oh, listen, the Lightning lose, of course, 6-2. Not of course, it wasn't expected this way, but that was the result. And they weren't very good around Andrei Vasilevskiy, nor was he necessarily on top of his game, although I don't know what he could have done with some of those odd man rushes anyway. But Igor Shesterkin, look, he's a good goaltender. We knew this. And the two good shots they had, I thought they got past him. I'm not sure they had a ton of scoring chances after that. He cut down the angles a couple of times on Kucherov. He was very, very good. The New York Rangers are very, very good. They've now won four games this year, if you include the regular season against the Lightning. That's not a fluke. And as John Cooper said after the game, they're in the conference finals. They're a good team. Mm-hmm. So nobody said this would be easy. I do think that it's hard to take as many days off as the Lightning did, while it might help them in the long run as this series goes on. You lose something. And I don't, you know, they didn't look as committed to me in this game and blocking shots and doing kind of the grind it out type style that we had seen them, you know, when they had won six in a row in the playoffs. But you know, they also are not, they're also not like just giving up. In other words, like watching Victor Hedman and Steven Stamkos after the game, they've been right in this very same place before, again and again and again. And to this point in the last 3 years, they've not followed up a loss with another loss. So you got to give them the benefit of the doubt and say, as we said the other night when going into this game, get your one out of two, and you've taken home ice away. That's the job, right? So they lose game one. You got a chance to win game two. They should be much better. Can't be much worse. And if they do that, then you're coming back to Tampa exactly where you want to be.
I'm going to take you back to about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
The opening game of the playoffs.
Right.
The Lightning play Toronto.
Right.
They lose 5-0.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was a bad game. And what we said after that game.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the Lightning stunk it up. And they did tonight as well against New York.
Mm-hmm.
In that game one, Toronto played about as well as they're going to play.
I think so.
I think New York played about as well as they're going to play. And
they didn't
it was
make
good.
Many mistakes.
No, it was good.
Yeah.
The Lightning played about as poorly as you're ever going to see them play.
Yeah, the second period especially.
I don't think New York can play better.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Tampa Bay will play better.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
You know, I know that Tampa Bay will come out with a much better effort on Friday night. I don't know if they'll win. You don't know. Igor Shesterkin was great tonight. Mm-hmm. I thought he gave up a lot of juicy rebounds, though. There were opportunities.
There were some. Mm-hmm.
You know, he doesn't I haven't watched enough of him to know everything he does, but there was a lot of rebounds. You're going, there's some juicy opportunities there if you got the guys in the right spot.
Right.
The Lightning defensively, a lot of breakdowns. Kucherov looked off. And I've said this for years on this podcast. When the Lightning have a long layoff, They're a high skill, high pace, fast
tape
team.
Tape to tape game. Yeah,
when those passes are just slightly off.
Yeah.
It wrecks every. And when they have these long layoffs, they struggle for a game or two. They just do, that timing's off. And you can sit there and scrimmage and practice, and you can do all kinds of things. Yeah, it's not a game.
No,
it's not.
You know where they look bad is on the power play. They were 0-for-4.
Mm-hmm.
And to your point, like, you see them move the puck very well normally, and they were just kind of missing. You know, Cooch tried to get it inside a few times, and they just didn't get enough shots in those situations. But they were 0-for-4, and you can't go 0-for-4 against a really good goaltender. It's not going to give you much during, you know, 5-on-5.
Not when you're giving up power play goals to them.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, like, there was a minute with, like, Bogosian coming back. And instead of playing the pass, he went to go take on Zibanejad,
right,
who passes over to wide-open Kreider. You know, mm-hmm. Bogosian's got to take the pass on that play. He cannot go for the guy with the puck because Kucherov's trailing and Vazzy's set up for that shooter.
Right.
You have
right.
to take away that other guy. I mean, there were some mental mistakes like that you saw tonight.
Yeah, Kyle Foote gave up. I mean, he mm-hmm. you know, he tried to block one with his leg and he missed and he wasn't in a great position. I didn't think he played particularly well. I mean, they did not play the way they're capable. There's a lot of reasons for it. I got to believe that you lose something when you're off that many days
mm-hmm.
Because when you're in the pattern of playing every other day, even though you're nicked up, even though, you know, a lot of things, especially and goaltending too. Look, I don't know how many of those Vasi should or could have stopped. There were a lot of bad chances. I mean, Cooper said we could have two cold dentures in there. They were going to score.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose that's true on a few of them. But clearly he gets better as he plays. And we saw that in the, mm-hmm. in the last two series. So if anybody's going to bounce back, it will be him. But they got to get back to their game. And their game is, you know, throwing their bodies in there and sacrificing and keeping pucks out of their net because their offense is going to come. You know, they're going to score and they'll score off their defense and, you know, it just got to find their game. And yeah, it's a series, you know, and this is what has happened in Toronto and it happened, obviously they swept Florida, but when you're on the ice with these guys, you feel them, you know, you make adjustments, you're coming right back and playing the same team. You're not getting on a plane and going somewhere and playing somebody else. So that's when this experience of winning the cup the last 2 years, I was so impressed. And look, it's easy to sit up there and say, we just weren't very good. We'll come back. We know what we have to do because they've done it. You know, now they got to go do it again. But boy, there's some confidence in what they've accomplished over these last. That's when the experience of, you know, of what they've done, even this year, you know, falling behind in Toronto and all of that. They know how long this series can go, seven games and you know, the twists and turns in it. And you know, I'm not going to, if you're a Lightning fan, I wouldn't panic. It's not a good score. And you didn't expect 6-2, you know what I mean? And New York,
but you didn't expect 5-0 against Toronto to open the series.
Exactly.
Either.
Exactly. And Toronto played really, I mean, Toronto mm-hmm. was amazing and they beat Toronto. Okay. They were down 3-2 and they came back and they beat them.
Mm-hmm.
They could be down in this series and come back and win again. So long way to go, hopefully, for the Lightning. They don't get swept or anything like that. It was disappointing, though. I mean, you know, you wait this long to play, and then you kind of laid the proverbial egg there.
It was disappointing. And look, the players talked about, you know, they have to be better. But they have that confidence.
Sure.
And when they play their game, and the thing we know about the Lightning in the playoffs is they do not put two stinkers in a row up.
Not typically.
I mean,
nope.
Grant, the record is now 18 wins after a loss. But even if they lose, you know, even in the regular season, you see it. When they have a loss, they play better the next game.
Right.
And they don't always win in the regular season. The playoffs, they tend to. But,
yeah.
You know, this is a team that doesn't like to lose.
Right.
And so I don't know if it refocuses them. It, you know, it just drives them. Whatever it is, they play better after a loss. Now, you'd rather not lose and go yeah. play better, and they can play well without that, of course. But look, the goal is always to win one of two on the road.
That's it.
After the 9-day, you know, the rest versus rust argument, the rest is better, and as the series goes on, it's
as this goes on, that's going to help them. Yeah,
the Rangers, you know, they've played 2 7-game series.
Mm-hmm.
They had one day off in between this series.
Right.
Can they sustain this?
And it's momentum, too. Listen, mm-hmm. and maybe mm-hmm. maybe less so in hockey than any other sport in the playoffs that I've seen. They say, well, you know, it's very hard to carry over one game to the next. That's probably true. And maybe home ice means even less than it does in some sports. But I still think that the Rangers got a big bounce out of winning game 7 in Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
And coming home. And they've been playing every other day. They got rhythm, all of that. It was a big night. Madison Square Garden, it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
The last time they were there, you know, the Lightning beat them to go to the Stanley Cup in Game 7, and Ben Bishop was in net. And so, you know, that the Garden was alive, man. It was New York fan was feeling it, and they fed off the crowd and they played great. So you tip you raise your stick to them or whatever you do in hockey, and you say, okay, let's see what you can do in a 7-game series, and that's what you have to do. You're gonna have to you know, take the crown off the champion's head. That's hard to do. The series will begin when somebody wins a road game, I suppose. But what I did like was seeing Steven Stamkos score. You know, seeing Kucherov get some really good shots. Their big players showed up, you know, and that's what you got to have too if you're going to win. And hey, let's not forget some pretty good news before the game, at least, or a good sign. Braden Point is up there and he was skating.
Well, although John Cooper did temper those comments.
Did he?
And said he's playing hockey. I don't know if he'll play next season.
Oh,
this
really?
Series. Wow. He tempered it a lot. Now, I don't know. Look, this is the playoffs.
Yeah.
Did he temper it, Alex,
Killorn with a broken leg type thing?
Well,
you know?
Did he temper it because truly he's not close to coming back, but he's, you know,
right.
Rehab. At some point, you got to get on skates and start skating. It doesn't necessarily mean he's close because we don't know what the injury is yet.
It's a step, though.
But it's definitely a positive step.
Yeah.
Whether it's a diversion that he'll be back sooner than later, but we just don't want you to think that.
Maybe.
It's the
Maybe
playoffs. Who knows?
Yeah.
So
you can be catty about it, you know?
But seeing him on the ice and knowing he's on the trip, that's got to help the team. They've got to be pumped about that. You would think.
Absolutely.
I mean, granted, they probably know what's going on, but.
Right.
Yeah, Braden Point, look, if they could get him back this series, it'd be tremendous.
Yeah. No, it's better than not seeing him at all,
right.
and the fact that he's on the ice it's part of the part of the progress.
But he was on the ice after practice, which was very optional, so
right.
It wasn't part of practice. So like, he's not going to play Friday night in game 2, or at least I would highly doubt that.
You wouldn't think so, no.
You know, could he be available over the weekend or next week if it gets to games 5, 6, 7? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, you know, like I said, John Cooper tried to temper those comments tonight, but. You know, anytime you see him on the ice, it's exciting. I mean, I remember back to, what was it, Pittsburgh in 16. Stamkos had missed the whole playoffs. And what was it, about halfway through that series with Pittsburgh, he started skating. And everyone got excited. And it was, he's not going to. And all of a sudden, he played game 7. You know, and it had been talked about for days before. I wish I could remember the specifics, and I could.
Was that the game they lost 1-0 or something like that? I think.
Yeah, it was a real close game. They lost. I don't remember 1-0, but yeah.
Well, that was the end of the series. Yeah,
it was in the season for the Lightning, but it was that, you know, he was skating, but they kept saying, "Oh, you know, he's not there yet. He's not there yet." And then all of a sudden, he was in the lineup for Game 7. So,
yeah,
you know, hockey playoffs, you just don't know what's going to happen.
Right. Right.
Unlike the other sports where they tell you everything about injuries.
Exactly. Yeah, they don't do much of that either. The turnovers, though, showed up again. That was bad. You know what I mean?
It happened when they have long layoffs, they're rusty.
Yeah.
And things just aren't crisp. And so if your passes aren't tape to tape, you turn it over. You're just not making the good decisions. The key is, can they start making the good decisions Friday night? History tells you that they'll have a much better effort.
Yeah. Man, there was this one possession. It was, I forget who scored, but it was like a 5-on-5. I think the Rangers might have held the puck for like 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
It was
ridiculous. They were gassed.
It was like, these guys can't move.
Yeah.
It was
mistakes by the Lightning not being able to get the puck out.
They couldn't clear it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. They had one chance to clear, and the guy, swatted it down with his glove, you know. And then they went on to score. But, yeah, they missed that opportunity. And
credit the Rangers for forcing that action and keeping the puck in. And
oh, they were good.
You know, I mean, the Rangers played very well tonight. And look, if the Rangers can play like that every game in a series,
they're going to win the series. Yeah.
They could win the cup. I mean,
yeah, sure they could.
I mean, that was a great effort tonight by the Rangers.
Well, and the bottom line
is, credit.
They've got a great goaltender, and that's what it takes to get this far and even further. And you're going to have to play better than you did against Florida, better than you did against Toronto, because now you're in the Eastern Conference Final. There's only two teams left on this side of the bracket. You know, And you'll worry about, you know, what happens, you know, with Colorado and them later. But at the end of the day, you're the two best teams in the East. You know, you're here for a reason. And so, you know, I don't think it's surprising that it's Vasilevskiy, if you want to paint it that way. And that was the hype, right? Like every you know, series preview I read was about, oh, these two goaltenders. And they are. They're the best in the NHL, best in the world as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, one guy came and played really, really well, and the other guy got no help at all and didn't play well. You're just not going to see six goals in the back of the net very often, you know, against this Lightning team. Mm-hmm. And that's a team thing. That's not a Vasi thing. That's a team thing for sure. You know, but, hey, you know, the Rangers have won a lot of games at home. They've been very good there. You're going to have
seven
to knock
straight
them out.
Home games in the playoffs they've won.
Yeah. Yeah, it's impressive. Mm-hmm. Really is. Tough building. Tough, great city. You know, a lot of passion for that. You know, they're dying for a cup. You know, everybody wants it, and they can taste it, and they're right there. But they've got to win three more games against this team. And if they do that, they'll deserve it. But way too early to panic against this with this Lightning team. They're too experienced. They're too good. They need to get back to their game, which is, you know, throwing their bodies around, blocking shots, playing better defense, being more crisp with their passing, and you know now they've gotten their feet wet again. They're back in it. So
got to cool off that power play of the Rangers.
Yeah, and don't you know? I mean, they only had two chances and they were one for two. Mm-hmm. But yeah, stay out of the penalty box and you know and score. I mean, you know the Lightning had four chances. They're 0-4. You can't go 0-4 on the road in the power play, no matter how that comes about. And you know, 14 blocks is that's okay, you know. But the 28 giveaways,
that's a problem.
Man, like you're just not getting any zone time if you give the puck up that much, you know. They go, you know, 28 of 34 saves. I mean, you know, there was a lot of bad numbers in this game. And, you know, now Shesterkin, you know, Igor has the most wins in the playoffs right now of any goaltender, more than Vasi even. So, well, if you're watching hockey and you're doing it in Florida, you're thinking about ice, you're thinking about cooling down, and that means that you've got to think about our friends at Air Rescue. Don't suffer this summer with the old AC system. Call the experts at Air Rescue. Air Rescue offers superior service at unbeatable prices. Your unit will perform 30% better and last longer with regular maintenance by Air Rescue. Their award-winning team delivers 24 hours emergency service 24/7, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. For residential installation, repairs, and family-owned over 75 years in the business, it's Air Rescue's. They offer 100% financing, affordable payments, very easy application process with no administrative bank fees or extra costs with the financing. Call Air Rescue at 813-612-5600 or go to airrescueflorida.com for your air conditioning experts. Air Rescue.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Fortunately for me, I didn't have to concentrate too much on the Lightning. I had them on my big screen, but then I had the volume on what was the big event of the day, the match. The match. I can't get enough of the match. Watching pro golfers or pro football players try to play golf, not pro golfers. In fact, I think watching pro golfers play football in the NFL would be almost more exciting in many, many ways. Look, I credit these guys for trying to do something on a national stage, and they're raising money, and it's a good cause and all of that. It's not good TV. I've decided I can only take so many of the barbs that go back and forth. And there were some good zingers. I'll give them that. You know, whoever wrote them did a good job. But this is, I mean, it was a little, I wasn't sure what to expect because there was no pros. Like, for the first time when they did this thing, they didn't have any PGA players. And so it was Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers against Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. And Allen's a terrible golfer. I mean, in terms of, like, he can hit it a ton. God knows where it's going. Brady didn't play up to Brady's, you know, capabilities that we've seen in the match in the past. Now, you know, he's been bailed out by his pros many, many times. Aaron Rodgers is nails. Like, Aaron Rodgers, we know what he does in Green Bay when he's not playing football. I mean, because as he said, there's nothing else to do in Green Bay but play golf. He's really, really good. And, in fact, you know, they got up. They had they went birdie-birdie in the first two holes, and they were up, you know, they were up two to start the round. And then eventually, those are the last two holes they actually won. Patrick Mahomes played great. He brought his team back, and it was tied going into the 12th and final hole. They only played 12, thank God. It could have gone longer than that, but it was even after 12. And then Aaron Rodgers sank about a 10-foot birdie putt, nails, on the final hole, and he gives Tom Brady his first win in the match. Brady had been 0-2 before that. In fact, he lost to Rodgers last year and Bryson DeChambeau a year ago. So Tom Brady has yet another accomplishment to his long resume, and that is his first match win in Las Vegas. Beautiful scenery. Charles Barkley was on the set. You know, some of the TNT guys, Ernie, that's crazy. Don't look in Tom Brady's eyes. I looked in his eyes, and I was flustered. And everything he said was gobbledygook after that. I got mesmerized. So, yeah, it was, you know, entertaining, I suppose. And then afterward, they did sort of a round table with the four quarterbacks. And that was interesting to some degree. And then they asked those guys if they really thought that Brady was retired, or what they thought when Brady did retire. And Mahomes was like, well, I was getting married, so I didn't have to answer any questions about it. And he goes, by the time I got back from my honeymoon, he was back anyway. And then Josh Allen said, well, I told everybody, if he's still out 6 weeks, I'll believe it, but I don't think he's retired. And then Brady said something interesting, and he's kind of alluded to this before, but like, he was like, he said, look, I felt pressure right before the start of free agency, you know, because we were going to lose players. And he says, you know, at this stage of my life with so many things going on, my family, whatever, he said, you never really, you know, I'm not 100% sure. He goes, if you ask me when I was these guys' age, am I going to play next year? I'm like, yeah, 100%. He goes, now it's like 55-45. And I went, whoa. Like, I was close, you know, 55-45. He goes, but once I decided I was playing, you know, I'm all in. It's 100% now, you know, but like, at the time, you're kind of like, not really sure what I want to do because I got so much push and pulling at me. But so much for, you know, so much for that. He's going to play this year. And then the line of the night was Aaron Rodgers. They were talking to Brady about, you know, his impending broadcasting career, whenever that happens, whenever he's done playing football. And at Fox, obviously, he goes, well, you know, it was a great, great way for me to continue to, you know, have a chance to give back to a game that has given so much to me. And Rodgers goes something like, he goes, yeah, you're earning a lot to give it back, aren't you? Or something like that. Like, it's like you're paying you a lot of money to give it back. And they are $375 million over 10 years. I mean, it's just incredible how much he's going to make in TV when he does turn to it. And, oh, by the way, won't be at home and won't be with his family. He'll be on the road 20-something weeks. So there's that. But he'll definitely be around football. And we'll see how he does as a broadcaster. But, yeah, this, it was great during the pandemic. It was great with Tiger Woods, I thought. And I like the Mickelson and Woods exchange. And then Peyton Manning, the first match that Brady did. But I guess, I mean, maybe they'll just keep doing it with football players. But Mahomes is pretty good. Like, Mahomes is, you can tell, like, you know, Mahomes was a baseball pitcher, you know, in college and through his life, and really didn't start playing quarterback till his junior year of high school. Josh Allen is huge, by the way. That's the biggest quarterback. You don't realize how big guys are until they stand next to the other guys. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, Josh Allen is thick. He is thick, man. There's a reason he can run over people. Remember that game against Tampa Bay? He was just like running. I think he led him in rushing as well. But he can hit it a ton. He just didn't know where it was going. Brady, like I said, I've seen Brady play better. I don't know how much golf he's played this year because he had so many other things going on. And they had some good lines, though. It's like Josh Allen says, now I can see why you guys are so good at golf because you never come to any OTAs. That was a good one. There were a number of them that were Josh Allen had a golf ball that had the Brady meme from the NFL Combine back in 2000. And he goes, and he was showing it, and Brady goes, I don't know what college you went to, and I don't know where you got those golf balls. He went to Wyoming, by the way.
Brady showed off his golf balls.
He did, and it had a Lombardi trophy. He goes, you ever seen one of these? You never seen one of these, have you? No, he hasn't. Maybe on a golf ball only, but no, he hasn't hoisted one of those. So there was some good back and forth, and even you know, Rodgers had some zingers for Brady as well. But you know, it got quiet with about four holes to play. What's funny is that, you know, it doesn't matter the arena. Like, these guys could be playing ping pong or they could be playing cards. It wouldn't matter. When things get a little dicey, when it gets to be crunch time, they compete. Like, it's all about competing. They'll compete at anything. And they got pretty quiet there the last four holes because all of a sudden, you know, they were tied and you know, Mahomes and them had a chance to go one up on them late, but weren't able to sink the putts. And then of course, you know, Rodgers was nails on the final hole, of course, and they win. But you can just see the competitor in them, you know, switch the switch on. And now all of a sudden there's not the, you know, the back and forth or the witty repartee going on. It's all about, hey, can I make a shot here? Can I make a putt here? So that was fun. But yeah, so we watched the match, and then you know, the latest game was still on was the Tampa Bay Rays. They were in Texas trying to salvage a win in that series, and it went to extras with the ghost runner. In fact, it went all the way to 11 innings, and the Rays win it 4-3 in 11, which was a big win for them because they're scuffling along. The offense is a little hard to come by right now. It's been hard to come by all year, but with the number of players they have out, especially Wander Franco and others, Rosarena had a nice night. He had a home run. You know, they obviously pitched pretty well overall and got some good, you know, some good work out of the bullpen. Hard to win one of those games. You know, that whole ghost runner thing, I mean, I kind of like it because I'm not interested in watching an 18-inning game where, you know, Phillips has to pitch or something like that. But it's tough if you're the road team. You know, it's tough to win those extra inning games when you don't have the last at bat, and they were able to do that. So big win for them in as much as they've been scuffing along. Texas is a 500 team. You don't want to fall further and further behind the Yankees and now the Blue Jays. So they needed that win, and they got it. And, you know, you credit them and move on and hope that, you know, hope your bats come back at some point. You got to get some guys healthy, man.
Because the offense split the series. Hard. You got a day game today, so hopefully you split the series with the Rangers. But 205, I think, is the first pitch.
205, yeah. And I think who's on the mound? It's Corey Kluber, that's right. Yeah. So we'll see if he's right. So, yeah, I mean, take a split there, a split against the Yankees after dropping the first two. You could do the same thing in Texas, drop the first two, come back, win the last two. You'd feel pretty good about it getting out of town with that. But they're going to struggle. They had been struggling on offense. Now it's even worse. And, you know, the pitching is going to have to carry them, the defense, all of that. Kevin Cash got ejected. It's the second time he got ejected arguing something with G-Man Choi at the plate. So he needs to go take a walk when G-Man gets up. But,
well, no, he was protecting G-Man. I mean,
I know he was.
He didn't want G-Man to get thrown out.
I know. It's what happened. Well, they had a check swing called strike by the home plate umpire, and it was really one of those that was questionable. In fact, I'm not sure he went. But he didn't even get help. You know, that was the thing that, like, G-Man was sure he didn't go. And, you know, when they show the replay, you're like, oh, yeah, I don't think he went, but it always looks a lot worse. But Choi was immediately like, get some help, like ask somebody, and that's why Kevin came out and got in his way. And it's a good thing because he saved G-Man from getting tossed himself. And so Choi then roped a double into the corner to tie the game. So it was a big at-bat And I'm sure that, you know, Kevin Cash will take the ejection and the fine to win a ball game. But yeah, that was kind of a weird sequence of things that happened there, because Cash is not one that's going to lead the majors in ejections. He'll say his piece, and he has a way, you know, of protecting his players. But beyond that, you know, he's not Earl Weaver. He's not going to be a guy that's going to get, you know, tossed out of many games. But this is the second time now that he's had to go protect G-Man, and like I said, it paid off. They won the game, and you know, they got the big hit when they needed it. But they've been scuffing along a little bit. It's been kind of a tough road for them. I think they're going to have to tread water. You know, I think they're going to have to try to win a couple series, obviously. But if you can't, you know, salvage these splits and don't fall too far behind in the AL East. Until you can get some guys back, but their pitching has been phenomenal, and their defense is really good, and somehow they put together enough runs and barely enough runs to win. But yeah, it's a tough stretch for them right now. They're not themselves, you know, especially offensively, and they're limited in that area as well. So Rosarena, who had a good month last month, still swinging a pretty good bat, he's got to carry them a little bit. Manuel Margot. You know, they got several guys in that lineup that can do it, but they got to get some guys healthy. I mean, that's just the bottom line. So tomorrow we're going to do our mailbag. Get your questions in. You can do that by sending them to us online on Twitter at SportsStateTB. You can reach me on Twitter at NFLStroud, or my email address is rstroud@tampabay.com. We'll get you ready for game two in New York tomorrow as well. For Steve Burstick, I'm Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times. Have a great day, everybody.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.